You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Live from Studio A at CITR 101.9 FM, it's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Now here's Andy!
Welcome to another episode of Andy Land Radio. I am your host, Andrew Willis, and tonight is your night. Get ready, get up, get down. It is Wednesday, which means we are almost there to the weekend. So I'm ready to party. How about you? On tonight's show, helping us party, we have the Abjects, the Faps, Crouchin' 40 Sippas, Fountain, Oliver Tree, Cheer Up Champ, Toddy, Wallows, and Bronze Avery on tonight's show. So whatever you're doing, have fun, party. This is Andy Land Radio.
Making you feel smarter and happier. It's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis on CITR 101.9 FM.
Abjects, Aburrito on Andy Land Radio. I am here in studio with my three favorite friends. We have Gavin, Gabe, and Spencer here. From
Andy, we love you.
Yes, I love you too, baby. Okay, introduce yourselves. We have here Spencer with the long hair.
Hi, I'm Spencer. It's or Spenny. Hot. I'm straight from work, basically, but we're having a good time.
Yeah, nice.
That's me.
Yeah. My name's Gabe.
Get into the mic there.
Okay. Yeah. Let me get real close.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Get nice and deep.
Touch our lips.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Give it a little kiss.
Some hot moments.
ASMR to start off the night.
Ooh,
all right. So,
introduce yourself.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Enough, Gavin. Let's hear. Oh, no. You're Gavin. Sorry. Jesus.
Oh, God.
Gavin, keep talking. Gabe, please.
No.
Keep the homosexuality for the bedroom. Yeah. Turn down just a little bit.
Gabe, who are you?
My name's Gabe. My favorite color is pink, and my favorite number is 7.
That was cute.
That was, right. Yeah, short and sweet. I'm Gavin. I produce for Crouchin' 40 Sippas, and I'm about 2 feet taller than the other two.
Okay, now, you guys are all brunette. Usually you're blonde.
Mm. I'm half blonde.
You're half blonde. I'm full blonde.
Viewers at home, imagine you half blonde.
They have more fun.
They do.
We do. Are you having half amount of fun?
I'm having half the amount of fun.
We are having no fun.
I'm having 1.5 times the amount of fun.
Yeah, we were all blonde, and there was a time and a place for that. And you know, we're trying to find our next thing.
The time might be coming up again.
Maybe it is blonde season again. Is it? You tell me. I'm not sure.
I think I'm gonna go blonde again.
Whew. Hot take.
You can never go wrong with Blonde. Look, so Nyla is the, what, management label? What is it?
Yeah, both.
Who are they? I know it's Angus Maude, who's amazing, by the way. He does great preparation when guests come onto shows. I love it. It blew me away.
Can you believe that guy knows how to sing, too? That's crazy.
Shady lady. Sing. That's true, though, because I would have never pegged Angus for a singer.
Well, what would you think?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe like... Maybe like a Malcolm McLaren type dude. You know, he could sing, but he'd rather just put people together and make some good music with them.
Well, he does it all.
He does like to do that, though. He brings together some of the best, some of the finest folks. You know, it's great. Everybody's so nice, and we just love each other. Last week, we were standing on a huge
sand dune.
Sand dune
for what?
Dirt bike mountain.
It's a photo shoot.
With who? Who did it?
That's a secret.
You don't know the photographer.
No, we know the photographer.
Please. All right, you know, Instagram handle Mez Condi.
Oh, Connor Cunningham.
That's him.
Yeah.
I love Connor. Okay, Connor and I are tight. He's gonna be doing some shots for me soon.
Oh,
and
really?
Reese Voyer, who's his really good friend, Reese does all the photography for the show.
Oh, wow.
I pay him too. So don't think I'm going getting stuff for nothing. I'm paying some top dollar.
That's
for that.
The key, though. These creative boys, you know, you give really cool. you pay them, and they are automatically
and they do their job. It's,
gave for pay. Well. Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Yeah.
Look, you guys are described as what? Are you self-described as an indie boy band?
No, that's what we don't describe
ourselves. I was going to say, you do not seem like the type to describe yourself as that. That was in the sheets in my notes here.
We're
a FaceTime boy band because we don't live in the same place ever. That's,
I think people can call us a lot of things. I think the way that we describe ourselves is we're just three buddies.
Three buddies, one mission.
Just three brothers.
Common interest in making music stripped of predetermined genre labels whenever and however you want. Over time, music snowballed into more than just a hobby for them as they began to develop their own sound, building off their common influences, such as Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah.
That is true.
Can you tell me about that?
That's probably the most true part about that whole thing.
I want to know.
Emotion is one of the best pop albums of the decade.
Yeah.
If not the best.
New album's pretty good.
It's good.
It's grew on me. At first, I was like, you know, it's no emotion. But, well, you know,
nothing else. It's
hard. Carly Rae hits the spot when nobody else can, is all I'm going to
say. It's true. She really does. Yeah.
Gabe, you're quite. Gabe is the funny dude in your band.
Thanks a lot.
Spenny, you know what? You come. You're like a soft six in terms of funny.
What? Wowee.
We need to see you develop your character more on the show. Look, we're gonna play some music, okay? We gotta get some music. I'm gonna come back with some insults for my guests. I love it.
Zingers.
I invite people to schlep their butts all the way to the studio so I can insult them. It's weird.
Yeah. Come by.
You know what? Ask Emily. We're gonna have her later on in the show. Emily is my best friend, and I insult her all the time. She does so much for me. And you know what? There's very few friends that are there for you financially, emotionally, physically.
Most importantly, financially.
Sexually, when you're drunk.
Okay.
I don't know.
Why not?
She has good lips. I kiss
her.
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay, look, we got to get some music. We have the Faps. We make our own gravy. Why not?
Oh, that's a good title.
That's a good title.
Yeah, there you go. Here on Andy Lad Radio.
I've done that before.
Yeah, let's do it.
About it, we're talking about it. Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
secrets anymore. It's all out in the open for you to see. I'm a book wide open for you to read. I don't think we have much else in store than what we have right now together, babe. Just a childish share for seven, eight. I just thought I knew everything, dear. I pretend that I'm only myself now that you're here. I might suspect it to you. Times we had, I know nothing will be close to us. When it's our time, things go bad. Until then, I just respect all the things we had. It's crazy that it went that way. I know the time is our burden. Every time I think about this day, I know that distance is our burden. Speak up, lay down, I'm down to ride. Thought you were gone and fortified. Now that you're back, my love is on the line tonight. I just thought I knew everything, dear.
Sunsick, Crouchin' 40 Sippas. I always have to think about your name. I don't know why, because it's such a big name to say.
God, it's a mouthful.
It's intense.
That band sucks.
It's weird. Your band does kind of suck, I guess. I don't know. Do you suck? Are you good?
Yeah, we
Spenny, get in here, Mr. Unfunny.
We try really hard, and I think we've achieved our goal of sucking.
Yeah.
We kind of pretend to be a band, and I'd say we're doing all right.
You know what, though? We started as, you know, making 3 years worth of cringy rap music, and man, we were so good back then, but the last couple of years, what are we doing?
I think you guys are doing good.
It's really like one joke that just really got out of hand.
And it never ends.
It really
Please
is.
Don't
it
play
ends.
Synth in any of your songs. Do you have synth in your songs?
Every single one.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to have to move on. Boys, get out of here. It was fun having you on.
All right. Thanks for putting us online, Andy.
We got Tyler Norris, who I do love. He's in, I think, which band is he in? I don't know. He's in some other band.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. Look at these boys. Boys, do you want to come in the studio? Do you guys want to come in the studio and come on air? Hey, let's get these boys in here. Can you go outside and open up that door? We have an amazing camera girl here from Nyla. These boys are going to come in the studio and raid the place.
Yeah, we got about 5 to 7 ugly-looking white boys.
Yeah.
No, but they're hot, though.
No, I'm kidding.
I don't know. Some of those boys look cute. I want to see which boy has the hottest butt. I really do.
Yay!
Oh, here we go. Oh, they're letting you in. They're letting you into the studio. We got some hot... No, did you... Oh, yeah, you got him in? Oh, my God. This guy just flashed me his butt.
They're in.
It's a cute butt. He looks Irish.
Can I interview one of these guys?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, right. Let's get these boys in here. Okay, there's some mayhem ensuing.
All right, who
get on in here, boys.
You want it?
Hello.
Yeah, yeah, fine.
We got a posse that came in here. Look at this. Let's get this on camera. This is 101.
Sit on my lap.
0.9.
There you go.
CITR 101.9 FM. Boys, off. I love
this.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Look at this.
Let me gaze upon you. Wow. Yeah, please. Everyone come on in. I love this. We have a guy here. Okay, everyone, let's have a little hush here in the studio for a sec. Do you have a song?
Yeah,
it better not be a sweary song.
Before he sings a song, can I just say a song very emotional to himself?
To me.
Beautiful.
And a family member.
How did I know you were Irish? I could just tell.
Because we're ginger and so.
And also, who's drinking vodka? I can smell it. Oh, that's a Bacardi here. Pass it. Wait, did you put GHB in there? I feel like there's some GHB in this. I don't know if I should do it.
Can I have a word?
Okay, we have an Irish guy who wants to have a word here. Oh, he's drinking some rum. Oh my God, mayhem is ensuing. Talk. Introduce your name.
Hello, everyone. My name is Oisín Foley. I'm from County Wexford in Ireland. My street name is Roly Poly Oisín Foley.
So you have a song.
Right, so I have a song, right? So I drive a car, it's called a Renault Fluence. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No, I've never.
Fucking.
A Renault, yeah.
Oh, fucking nice one, bro. Okay. Unbelievable tune, so.
That's little, bro.
Okay, let's hear the song.
Right, so here goes the song. Right. Here we go.
Okay, I'm waiting for the song.
One, two, three, go. I'm in the Renault garage, PH Doyle Gorey. I'm looking at me Fluence and she's looking back at me. And when she's fully serviced, back to the bag we go. Cruising around the town, looking for a hoe.
What are you gonna do?
We find a rough old townie and we offer her a spin. She says Evo drives a Polo, so we might just go with him. Ben Turner drives a Passat in a dark shade of blue. So what the fuck would make you think I wanna go with you? Fuck your Polo Evo, I've a Fluence outside. Fuck the CC Turner, I've a Fluence outside. And fuck the Focus Evo, I've a Fluence outside. If you're looking for a ride, I've a Fluence outside. She said, I don't believe you. Okay. I said, it's fucking true. Oh, I swapped him for a credit card in 1992.
Yeah. All right. Wow.
She is a turbo diesel. By God, she picks up pace.
All right.
And if you took the Fluence on, she'd bet you in a race.
Yay! Okay, let's get some round of applause for
just
that.
Just passed the ACT.
I got a shout at you. We got claps here in the studio.
Yes.
Look, boys, here. Pass me my mic.
Let's get over here.
Amen to the brethren.
Okay.
Amen to Roly Poly.
Okay, this is completely unplanned, but I do love this. Let's get a couple minutes. Let's get a couple minutes with you guys before I go. Boys, what are you studying here at UBC?
We're studying biology.
Biology? Human anatomy. How about you?
The human intake of beer.
Oh, nice.
My God. Whoa. You wouldn't.
No.
Love it.
No.
Who else? What are you studying?
How about you?
Making barrels or something in Ireland? Like.
Because you're a cake.
He's a minor.
I'm actually a physical education student, so yeah. Okay.
I just got a job.
Can you?
He's an educator.
Yesterday.
He's a full-time teacher.
Woo! That's amazing.
We cash money.
Yay.
Well, you know what, boys? That's awesome.
A national hero.
We gotta move along in my show here. I got someone that is gonna be calling in. Boys, thank you for coming in here.
Thank you very much for having us.
You're
all special.
If you guys know anyone that's cute and single, send them my way. I could really use it. Also, if someone can please explain why I have breasts, that'd be great. You can do that. What do I need to do to get rid of these? Turn these into big old pecs.
Oh.
I got big dirty knockers. I've been told I need to do some rowing.
Oh, chest presses.
Chest presses.
Hey, baby girl, you need some chest
$100.
There you go.
All right.
All right, boys.
Hey. Raptors and six.
I love you all. Yes.
Raptors and six.
Raptors and six. That's great. Okay. Look.
Sing somebody.
All you fun drunks, get out of here. Get out of here.
2020. Let's go.
You can keep your shirt off, though. You guys can take your shirt off on the way out, though.
I won't take mine.
No, honey, it's okay.
Last time I checked.
Oh, my God. There's a lot of mayhem ensuing here. Let's go to a song. We're going to do some stuff. And when we come back, we're going to have more. We're going to go to song. We're going to go to news. When we come back, we're going to get back on track here on Andyline Radio.
Come on, baby. That's where you stand. I was running around through faded faces, trying to pulverize some places. Crunch a dishing like ammunition. You know how it goes. No, heaven not to go, go, go. It don't take too long.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Your whole life I tried, and now I'm getting older. Your whole life I tried, and now I'm getting closer. Tell me what you want, was it enough for you? Fucking up your life, was it enough for you? No way. Tell me what you want, was it enough for you? Fucking up your life, was it enough for you? No way. Say it's what you wanted.
Get ready to grip the sheets and bite the pillow. We're topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
Beth Chapman, the wife of Dog the Bounty Hunter, has died. Beth Chapman who with her husband Dwayne Dog Chapman, they starred in that popular reality series called Dog the Bounty Hunter. She died today, this morning, in Honolulu Hospital. She was 51 years old. She had throat cancer.
Rest in peace.
I know.
Rest in peace.
I know. Tragic. So sad. You know what? I want to get
into this. Crimes in heaven.
You know what? She's up there catching criminals, running after Hitler and Mussolini. I don't know who. What other criminals are up?
You think they went to heaven?
Come on. Honey, please. I'm Jewish. I believe in things like that. I think everyone gets a second chance in life. I'm not saying that Hitler should.
I wonder who was like the like.
Sorry, I can't even think. My brain's fried. We had five of the hottest, sexiest men come into the studio.
Smelliest, sweatiest.
Oh my god, I love it. I feel like I just had sex with all of them, and I needed that.
I wish you did.
It's been a while. It's been a minute.
That would be good on radio. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just need a moment to recover from that. I just had multiples. Just like, they all held me with their sweaty, sexy bodies. And one of them, I think, had a little bit of a boner. It was kind of hot.
They were very willing to take their shirt off.
If those boys are listening, honey, show up to my house and I will show you some tricks and poses.
Yeah. My address is...
my address is 3660. Okay.
I mean, you give your phone number.
Look, sorry, you're breaking up.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to maintain my fantasies to after the show when I kind of, you know, do something that you know what to later, I guess. Hey, I don't know. Hey. God, they were hot. Okay, we need to get into some serious news here. Let's get into some hot and heavy
hot
news. No, this is actually really serious. The situation at the U.S.-Mexico border is actually in full-on crisis mode. Reports have come out recently about the conditions for hundreds of migrant children at two Border Patrol facilities in Texas. Doctors and lawyers who reportedly visited the facilities say kids are sleeping on the floor and lacking adequate food, clean clothes, and supervision. Also, young kids are caring for other toddlers. And there are guards that are actually creating these things called child bosses, who basically have to keep other children in line in exchange for more food. But that's not all. Some kids say that they haven't been able to shower in at least a month. And there were others that were too hungry to actually sleep throughout the night. One doctor said that teens were not able to wash their hands, which some described as tantamount to intentionally causing the spread of disease. Speaking of all this, there are also reports of lice and flu outbreaks. I mean, this just all sounds like a mess. In one reported incident, guards punished kids who lost a lice comb by taking away their blankets and mats. This is real. This is what's really happening. Since these reports came out, many kids were relocated. But yesterday, about 100 kids were sent back to one of these shelters. Customs and Border Protection is apparently denying that things are as bad as reports are saying, and claims that it is low on, it's not low on supplies, but that it's just basically waiting for Congress to help it out. Will it get the help that it needs? Maybe. Yesterday, the House signed off on a $4.5 billion emergency border aid package. It requires that health standards are being met, which, I mean, you would imagine that is what should be done no matter what. Meanwhile, the acting head of the Customs and Border Protection Agency, John Sanders, will step down next week after 2 months on the job. It's not clear why he's stepping down, but the timing has everyone reading between the lines, basically saying that, something is really wrong here. Kids are being punished for losing lice combs because they have lice and the flu, and their blankets, mats are being taken away. And on top of that, these children, these toddlers, these people who are like 4 or 5 years old, are taking care of other babies in exchange for extra food rations. This is America right now as we speak. Something interesting to note that is not making the news, but definitely on my front page. Today, people at Wayfair, which is a company, it's kind of like IKEA, they sell furniture and more. Wayfair employees are expected to stage a walkout to protest the company's selling of mattresses to an organization working with the government on migrant detentions. The employees are basically saying that, like, we do not want to benefit as a company from what's happening to migrants. We don't want to be profiting off of the detention of migrants in America. The company said that it's standard practice to sell to any company that is, quote, acting within the laws of the countries within which we operate. You cannot tell me that the Customs and Border Protection Agency is acting within the laws if this is what's happening to children. Moving on in the news, boys, we have something that you may find interesting. In Illinois, it has become the 11th state to legalize recreational weed. But Illinoisians, I don't know if that's how you say it, Illinoisians, it just seems to roll off the tongue, doesn't it? We'll have to wait a few more months to light up. The new law goes into effect in January coming up. What do you think about that?
I mean, that's Suvian Stevens' best album. And
Suvian's sparking up.
Yeah, honestly, I wonder what he thinks about it. He's probably into it.
He should write another album.
And in that case, so are we.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
San Francisco is set to become the first city in the U.S. to ban e-cigarettes. Yesterday, the city's board, a supervisor, said, hey, it's okay, we want to ban e-cigarettes. And now it's up to the mayor to give a thumbs up, which she is expected to do. Boys, are you smoking e-cigarettes? I am. I love them.
No, actually, we download our nicotine straight from the internet, actually.
Straight into the brain.
You know, is the thing to do in 2019. Yeah. It really is. Spencer.
So why are they being banned? What's like...
I mean, the whole idea is that, I don't know, maybe we're not robotic enough. Maybe we're not bionic enough in order to handle...
They forgot they haven't put our USB slots into us.
Dude, I got my nicotine chip in. What about you guys?
I don't know. I got a USB slot.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess. I don't know.
You going to show it to me?
Maybe later. Maybe later with those Fi boys and they come over to my house.
Hey.
I don't know. If they're still out there. I mean, they were like two of them were really cute. I think I know one of them was actually really cute, but.
Hey, but they all smell horrible.
We're down from 5 to 1.
And you know what? I don't really care because like when you're, there's nothing hot. Like for me, when I have sex, I love feeling a sweaty, warm body. Mm-hmm. Like I don't like a dry body. No.
You don't like a clammy, like
kind of sweat. I like raw sex, like when you're like kissing someone on the neck and you can kind of taste the salt of their sweat. God,
I hate kissing. That's horrible.
What?
Don't kiss me. Don't touch me. Nothing.
I've talked with you. You said like I don't like sleeping in bed with women. Just gently because I breathe in your mouth.
Just gently.
And you can turn around. You can like move like an inch away. Like what do you mean breathe in your mouth? You need to be really close for that.
Gavin, that is a very good observation. Gabe, I would suggest
Gavin has observed this.
Spenny, that is true. I feel like Gabe gets turned on by the sight of a jewel pod slipping into a jewel.
More than anything else, my goodness.
Oh yeah.
You know, I know Gabe and I'd agree.
Yeah. Let's get into some other news before we go. Netflix is experimenting with rumbles on your phone. Netflix holds something called Hack Days. So it's like a company-wide hackathon. Basically what it is, experiments that may or may not become part of the streaming service occur on these Hack Days. At the most recent Hack Days, someone introduced the Project Rumble Pack. As you watch a movie on your phone, the device will give haptic feedback at key moments in the movie, meaning that like if there's an explosion, your phone will rumble. If there's a punch, your phone will rumble. Boys, what do you think?
I just hope they use it in the right way, because I couldn't care less for, like, an explosion in a movie. I'm thinking of scenes, like, in The Office when Kevin falls over with the chili. That's when I'm down for a...
I don't know if I'm on board. In video games, when the controller starts rumbling uncontrollably during cutscenes is, like, sometimes the most annoying part of it, so...
Yeah.
I don't know how they could call it the Rumble Pack.
That's like, honestly...
That's the Nintendo N64.
Grab that mic.
Here's the thing. I want to watch a movie where it's not key moments. I just want it vibrating the whole time. It's just rumbling the whole time.
Oh,
incessantly.
Constant rumbles.
I just want the effect as if my phone, yeah.
I'm thinking key moments, the rumble cuts out.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So you know how to pay attention in the movie.
You know, you're watching the king's speech.
What?
You know, it's just rumbling.
And he's stuttering, and every time he stutters, the phone shakes. Every time Colin Firth... It's Colin Firth that's in that, I think. Yeah,
yeah, it's one of the Collins.
Anyhow.
What a guy.
Yeah. Should we get to some new music, and then we'll call in your friend Andrew? I'm going to call in my friend Emily, because she was supposed to be on in the last segment.
We'll have to do it.
I'm sorry. I see a hot boy go by. Everything stops.
I'm sorry.
The world
The drunk
stops.
Hot boy prioritize it all.
You guys all single? Are you guys, do you all have girlfriends
Quite
or what?
The opposite.
Yeah.
You're shackled by love.
We are shackled by love.
That's gross.
It's delicious,
That's
really.
Gross. What a waste. I could have made you such a hot boyfriend. I don't know. But whatever. You can just reject me like every guy on the planet. Except for those five boys.
I got to find all three of us together like a big Power Ranger.
Yeah. Like Exodia and Yu-Gi-Oh. Yeah. We form one Exodia. Big boyfriend. There you go.
We'll talk when the music comes on.
Yeah,
we'll do that. You know what? Let's move on to things. When we come back, we're going to have more on the show with our lovely friends Gavin, Gabe, and Spencer of Crouchin' 40 Sippas. That's what they do. They just crouch and drink 40s. Next on the show, that's we have good. Bestie
yeah,
by Cheer Up Champ on okay. Andy Line Radio with some new music.
New.
You like
that?
Dags.
What? Yeah, dags.
Dags. You like dags?
Oh, dogs. Sure. I like dags. We'll be right back.
uncomfortable. That's how I'm feeling right now. It's weird.
Uncoachable.
Okay, you know what? We have a friend here. We have a guest. A guest that just kind of jumped up out of nowhere, out of the woodwork. His name is Andrew. He also goes by Drew. I'm sure he goes by Andy. I don't know. What other names do you go by, Andrew?
I go by Drew and Andrew.
Are you gay?
Am I good?
Sure. Let's just go with that and move on in the segment. I don't know. Your voice just kind of had me going there for a moment. You have no idea what it's like. I've been trying to find a boyfriend for a while, and I don't know. I thought maybe you were a potential for me. Toddy, we're listening to Toddy with their song Uncomfortable, and now I'm here uncomfortable talking to you. So how are you, Drew?
Kind of the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is a really fun phone call. Andrew?
Yes.
Tell me more about you. How do you know these boys, Crouchin' 40 Sippas?
I met them when I was traveling across the world, actually. We were in Thailand together, and we were gambling, and I lost all my money, and they gave me a place to stay.
Wow.
Yeah. So then, turns out we're both from the same town, and now we are here, and we're all in a four-way marriage.
We are lovers.
This is true.
Yeah.
We are lovers.
Big love.
Big nice. Love.
We are lovers.
Do you like their music? Someone told me you said it sucks.
You can say no.
I said it sucks?
Yeah.
I might have said that once or twice.
That's fair.
Do you go to their live shows?
I play at their live shows with them.
Oh, really? What do you play?
I do vocals, and I also play guitar and piano.
What? I thought you guys were a threesome.
We play in his backyard.
Oh.
We have played in his backyard. That's true.
Did you play in my backyard? You guys didn't play in my backyard.
Yeah, we did. We headlined your backyard.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did. That was like the first show we did. I was talking about the relative shows, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everybody
got so disappointed there when I said that.
Yeah.
It's not disappointment.
Andrew, what are you doing tonight? What are you doing right now?
I'm at my manager's house with my girlfriend.
Why are you at your manager's house with your girlfriend? Like manager, like you work at like a supermarket or like
No, like my manager, like my music manager.
Oh, you're signed with CAA and William Morris? Had no clue. Tell me more about that.
What the heck? No, I'm signed with Nyla Records.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there we go. Represent.
I'm feeding you this information, man.
You know what I forgot? Wait, you are, what is it? It's Young Friend. Friend on Instagram.
That's me.
You were supposed to be on my show tonight, because I'll tell you something you knew nothing about. Yeah? Uh-huh, honey. Here, let me tell you how this went down. I was speaking to Angus. Genghis, as Gavin's saying.
I was talking to
Angus, and he was basically the Roger Ailes of Nyla, at the label. And I said to him, I said, hey, you know, I want to get you on the show. And he said, hey, I can't do it. Let me get someone else. And then I said, well, how about It's Young Friend? And he said, I think he might be busy or something. So then I said, well, okay, well, you know, whatever. Send me someone else. And he sent me Crouchin' 40 Sippas.
What a downgrade.
You sweet idiot. Thanks a lot.
Right? Am I right? Thanks.
So then here we are together, all bored. No, we're having a good time here in the studio. You should have been here tonight.
Dude, I would have loved to have been there. I was busy though. I was writing a final exam for a course that I'm taking.
major music player trapped writing a final exam.
Here's the thing. Skip school, do drugs, kids. Okay.
It was like a music related exam.
Oh yeah, like what? You had to study Glenn Gould and get out there and play it on the piano.
I had to study all about like touring and. About all that bullshit.
And what,
Philip Glass. What is there? We actually had a Philip Glass record we found in the record library. What is there to study about touring? You just show up and you sing. And people unload your stuff.
Tours, how to plan and fund tours, pretty much.
Yeah. How do you run a tour?
How do I want a tour? Or
I'll tell you how I run a tour. I'll get on up with my little stool and I'll sit there and I'll play some Loretta Lynn. Sing a couple songs,
that's
you know.
Lovely.
Yeah,
that's exactly what we do.
Go back to the old hotel and bang Orville Peck.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Honey, I'll pull those shades back from his eyes and give him a nice big kiss on my big old lips.
Nah, he wouldn't let you.
He would let me, baby.
He would not let you take that mask off.
Honey, I would rip that mask right off. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I wonder?
Did you not see this guy just pull five drunk boys into the studio?
Honey, I
he's got some pull.
I got some sexual gravitas, let me tell you. You know? Whoa. I mean, you kind of got to have it.
It's when power
have,
more than anything.
When you have nothing going for you.
Oh.
Okay, look. Andy, you got a girlfriend? Is she cute?
Yeah, she's incredible.
You want a
good answer.
You want to be with her for a while?
She's moving to Copenhagen in August.
Dude, I hate her. She takes him away from me. Honestly, beef right
Gabe
there.
Is not impressed by this.
No.
You know what? Your relationship with her is not going to last. I'm betting that.
Well, we're not going to do long distance. She's going to Copenhagen. That's really far.
Been looking around for other girls?
No.
Getting some stink on your hang low before she heads over?
Dude, I'm looking for like a dog to keep me company.
A dog!
I need a dog. I need a pet.
Well, what can I say?
Watch what you're saying.
you better watch who you're saying that to. I might come on over to your backyard for a nice concert, for a tour that you're going to be producing.
Andy, back off. I'm talking about dogs.
Oh.
Andy can be anything he wants to be.
Let me tell you, I put on a cheap wig. I look good.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he looks like a dog right now.
I do. Put on a fright wig and a cheap dress and get me liquored up and I'm everyone's friend.
Dude, hey, you want to hail?
More than I expected this phone call to be.
Honey, that's my show. It's always more than you expected.
It really
I'm
is.
I'm getting like so much more than I asked for.
Well, that's me, baby. Okay, look, I got to let you go. You're boring the hell out of me. So if you want to get in touch with me, send me an email. I might read it.
Okay.
Let me
know when your girlfriend goes to Copenhagen. We'll have a little segment on the show called
we'll figure it out later.
Yeah, we'll think of a name. I can't think right now. All my blood's drained from my head and went to my dink after those boys came in. It's weird.
We can say
that.
Okay,
cool. I'm gonna let you go. Okay, you have fun. All right.
Well, a short story.
All right. That was Andy, everybody. What's his last name?
Tarves.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
It's Young Friend. Follow him on Instagram. He's a cute boy.
You know what? I got somebody else I want to call in on the show.
It's a good buddy. I just don't think they were expecting that.
Yeah. I don't know.
But that's the show.
He's from North Van. That's the thing. There's not a lot of homosexuals out there.
He's
probably not used to my flavor, let me tell you.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I mean, I'm getting used to it.
You know
I'm
what?
Getting used to the broth.
Everyone take a listen.
Yeah,
big broth.
Everyone here.
I like the broth.
Everyone here. We got to take a little listen. I got one of my favorite friends here on the show. It's Emily. Emily, everybody.
Hello.
Yeah, we love Emily. Are you there?
I'm here.
Tell me about your day.
It was a good day. Went shopping with our friend Eric.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it. Had a staff meeting with the JJB, and that's it. Yeah.
Shout out Eric!
We love him.
Yeah. Quick round of applause for Eric.
Yeah, round of applause, everybody. Please. We gotta get a round of applause for that kid. There we go. We love Eric.
Good times.
You know what? You're my favorite friend ever, Emily.
Oh, that's so nice.
I thought we had something going.
We did. I don't know. I can't really say I'm exclusive. I went to Copenhagen mid-interview. My mind's out of this room.
Did you change your mind after those five hot boys came
in? You know what? I gotta stop obsessing about them. It's weird. I really do.
There's a lot of Irish guys that come into JJ. Like, I get it. Yeah. The accent kind of throws you.
What's the best part of an Irish man?
Where do they all come from? Like,
what?
Is it just like? I thought that was a joke.
No,
I'm asking you.
What's the best part of an Irish man?
Yeah.
The hand that's holding the liquor. That's the best
good
part.
Good answer.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I don't need any of that other stuff. I can find it on any other guy. You can find it on a chick if she knows a good sex shop. Gets a good strap on.
Oh my God.
Emily, have you been going to the Love Nest? Keeping your tech baron, please. Emily has this boyfriend that she's had for 8 years, and they're more than just boyfriend and girlfriend. I feel like she has been engaged to him for many years.
Is that Eric?
No, it's not Eric. Eric, we think Eric's gay.
Eric.
He might be gay. Are you going to buy your tech baron some fun gifts at the Love Nest on in North Vancouver?
Sure, why not?
Are you
store?
Do you still in there?
Wait, where's that?
I've been in there. That's on 3rd and Lonsdale.
It is.
What's the one on the key?
Yes.
Oh no! The one in the key, the one in the key next to the Crocs shop.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
The perfect. Really that's is. The perfect pair of two things. Let that be known. Waterproof. Plenty of holes.
Emily, do you still have a lube?
What?
Do you still have the lube I bought you?
No, I don't think so anymore.
Did you run through all that lube? I still have my full bottle.
No, it was a mini bottle. Thank you. I mean, there might.
Emily,
be
I didn't. Emily. I don't have that much money. I didn't buy you the $29 small bottle.
No,
I got you the extra small bottle for $5.
I might have used it. That's all.
How much does it cost to get 30 liters worth of lube?
That's probably $1 billion. Lube's expensive. Good really? Lube? Oh, yeah.
Fill a bath.
I mean, the
it.
Lube I got, that stuff just slips right in.
What's
you don't
that stuff called?
Need any work for that. No foreplay needed. Emily, how did you go through all that lube? Did you use it on your tech?
I
thought we were
going to
talk
did.
About Carly Rae Jepsen.
It's probably somewhere.
You better not be using that KY stuff.
No.
I know that gets a little funky.
Tastes good, though.
All right. Emily, we had a lot of fun.
It was real thrill.
Did you have a bad day at work?
No, it was a good day. It was just, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something, Emily. You do
Hold
so...
Hold on, I wasn't done. I was going to tell you I re-
Emily, this is
ankle.
A patriarchy, and it's time for me to put you in your place.
Wait,
right
does
now.
She work at the thrift store?
No, she doesn't, but she should. She's there all
you
the time.
You mentioned the thrift store earlier.
I am.
Emily, you should get a job at the Salvation Army.
Which one?
I should.
Where is it?
Or the Valley
You might have to speak Tagalog, though. They're all Filipino at that
Wait,
one. On third, yeah. Like legit.
No, pause.
Serious. I'm dead serious. Emily.
What?
Emily works at a coffee shop. We're not going to say which one because I don't want her to lose her job
yeah.
over the show.
True.
But
I mean,
you know
we said
what?
It a few times.
You know what, Emily? I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to take this patriarchy that we live in. I'm going to use it to give you a nice compliment.
Oh.
I want to tell you some nice things about. I want to tell you some nice things about you.
Aw.
You're a really good friend, Emily.
Aw, so are you.
And I love you so much.
Love you.
I think you have really nice thighs. In that bathing suit, when we're at the pool, I thought it looked really good on you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're an inspiration, Emily.
Emily, can I tell you something?
Yeah, of course.
Sometimes your breath smells bad.
This man is 4 hails deep right now. So.
Yeah. But that's okay, because I still love you.
Emily, nobody pours coffee the way you do. Aw. Yeah, we love you, Emily.
Oh, that big old cylinder. Love you guys.
I love the way that you wear. I love the way that you fart, and I can smell it but not hear it.
Can't wait to buy that Southwest chicken wrap tomorrow with the salsa and the extra hot sauce.
Emily, I like the Emily. I really like the way you always have to pee.
Oh right.
At the worst times. It's weird.
Well, some would call that the best time.
Yeah.
No,
that's
guess.
True. I'm increasing your patience.
I love you, Emily. She's appreciated for having a small bladder but a big body that looks beautiful in a bathing suit.
Body, yaddy, yaddy.
We love you, Emily. A toast to Emily. Everyone, boys, raise your cold 45s.
Yeah, I'm the only one.
A toast to Emily Ewing in 2019. To Emma LeBronstein.
Oh, I love
it. Do you get that sound effect? Here we go.
Cheers.
Another one.
Cheers.
Cheers,
Emily. All right, Emily, be quiet. We're trying to cheers you here. All right, there we go.
Oh my God.
All right, cool.
I spilled it.
Yeah. Okay, we got to get some music, Emily. You're really wasting my time here with me having to compliment you.
I'm going to go grab my raspberry wheat ale and cheers with you. Thank you
okay,
very much.
Okay, sounds good. Are you going to give me a call later after the show? I need some help. I might go to the McDonald's.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. I think you got to figure out where those guys are going.
Dude, Imelda works at the McDonald's. She always hooks me up free mayo on my burger. Yeah, that's love right there.
Free mail?
Forget those five boys. I want Imelda in my life.
Yeah. Where's Imelda at?
I don't know. Also, she's at the McDonald's over here on...
I bet you that's where the five boys are, though.
Probably.
It's true.
Maybe. I should go there and find them.
Do they have McDonald's in Ireland?
Do they have McDonald's in
Ireland? Of course they have McDonald's in Ireland.
I feel like they have McDonald's it's
like the one thing in Ireland they didn't bomb through in the 80s. Okay, look. Okay, Emily, I gotta let you go. I gotta let you go. Emily, say your goodbyes.
Bye, guys. Have a good
night. All right. That was Emily, everybody. We love Emily. Wow. She's a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. She sucks.
Yeah.
No,
that interview went just as expected.
I love Emily. She's a real zinger.
Amazing.
We got a couple songs to get to. Are we going to get Angus on the show?
Yeah, where's
why
Genghis?
Not?
Where's Genghis?
Yeah, we're gonna give him a call.
Genghis. Genghis.
What do we have next here?
Andy, you know, you prepped us for this show. You gave us a couple of quip notes, and then I said, feel free to throw some curveballs. You know, I want the show to be fun, and you've thrown us nothing but curveballs.
It's been curveball central. I'm an athlete.
Yeah.
I'm a damn athlete.
You're like...
You better believe
it. You're like a pro in the Wii Sports baseball.
You better believe it.
Yeah, yeah. Where's the straight ball?
I do anything. I do it right and well. Look, we have Pulling Leaves Off Trees by Wallace next on Andyland Radio.
Need a quickie? We have you covered. Visit AndylandRadio.com for clips from previous episodes. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
Time you're pulling me around, got me nervous, falling hit the ground, season changing, but then again so am I.
Way Offline, Bronze Avery on Andyland Radio. Well, this is it. This is the end of the show. This is the last time we're here together as, I was going to say as like a trio plus me, but there's more than just that. We had five big strapping Irish lads come on in and, I don't know. I was reading, like, it was the saga and series of events that occurred. The amount of tomfoolery that went down in the station was just unreal. I had a guy throwing, yeah. Here, talk into the mic there. Here, let's get you into, yeah, lean into your mics and talk.
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah.
I mean, I was very happy with the amount of crazy shit.
We're here with Gavin, Gabe, Spencer. From Crouch and 40 Sippas. They are on Nyla. Is it Nyla Records?
That's right.
Nyla Records, yeah.
I don't know if it's just Nyla.
Or it's an amazing label.
You could call it either way.
Actually, we have the founder.
That's right.
Yeah, Angus Maud, just right now on hold waiting. But yeah, first I just want to say, weird day, amazing night, strange night. Yeah, we had you guys come in, then we had like a big party of like eight people in the station plus you.
Shirtless.
We had a guy doing some weird rap, swearing a million times. I'm sure the CRTC is just going to love that. And Madeline Taylor. Madeline, I love you. Madeline. Yeah, people are like handing me bottles of rum and beer, and there's like all this craziness. Then we like break into some Irish pub song. It's whack.
Beautiful song.
We're all wearing balaclavas, by the way.
Weird. We're joined here.
Ski masks on.
We're joined here with Angus Maud, who's basically like the Roger Ailes.
Well, he's our father.
Yeah. Angus.
Big pops.
Angus, hello. We love you. Angus, you're here.
Good sound.
Say hello. Hi.
Hello, everybody. Yeah. Hey, Crouchin.
Hey, don't call us that. Hey, Gangus.
Just so you know, Angus Maud is the guy who what? Did he find you guys?
Actually, I found him.
In a way.
This is a true story. He posted on Facebook being like,
dumpster.
Are you talking or am I talking Gangus?
Go ahead, Spencer.
Okay, quick story before you talk to Gangus. he was posting stuff on Facebook. I was working on an essay for school and I was like killing time and I found this thing on Facebook.
This is really a killer story. Okay.
Yeah, it is killer. Well, you want me to play? You want to play some sound effects while I tell it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then,
so here's a good one for you.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I don't know.
So I
keep going.
So I just saw he posted, hey, I'm looking for some dudes to or girls to make music, and I sent him our latest an EP we made. And
he thought you were three chicks.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Probably we sang very high tone, and that was it. He heard it and he said he liked it. And now, here we all are.
Angus, is this true?
I posted on a Facebook group saying, I'm looking for cool musicians, and I got way more comments than I anticipated. So I stopped checking every single one and decided I was just going to judge by the album art. So I clicked one that had cool album art, and it was them.
Hmm.
And that's what happened. And their music was fucking amazing. Oh, sorry.
You know what? After tonight, everything's devolved. I don't even care anymore.
Angus, you know what? Your music is amazing.
We're quite past the swear word limit.
We are. I'm going to have to really... I have to censor this because I'm going to be putting it out and it's going to be...
Yeah, yeah. Censor this part.
Also, fun fact. The Crouchin' 40 Sippers love to be called just Crouchin'.
Please never
fun
call
fact,
us that.
Angus loves citation being called needed, Gangus Gang Mod.
Angus, is your hair blue still?
Yeah, I redyed it a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just did it.
What's that sound? There's some weird feedback.
A lot of people think it's because I did it for my album, but I actually just did it because I kind of felt like it.
Yeah.
It's not because of your album. Blue Book.
Is Angus actually a good singer?
That's what we've heard.
I mean, yeah.
Angus, are you good?
Honestly... I have no idea. And that's my honest truth. Sometimes I can do a good vocal take. Other days I'll put my hair out trying.
Okay, here's what I'm gonna do. What's I'm gonna YouTube you.
YouTube.
Here, what's a song of yours? Angus Maud. Did I just look at Angus Maud?
Yeah.
Angus Maud.
It's Gangus.
I'm happy you exist. Penny Jane and 21 others.
What the hell is happening
there
here?
Go. Oh,
there
yeah,
you
that's
go. It.
Here's some information.
I don't... sorry, I have like some weird, janky Siri all up in my business. How do I put this? Oh, here we go. I got it. I figured it out. All right. Angus Maud. Let's see what shows up on YouTube. See how
long. Yeah, only search on YouTube, nowhere else.
Do you want Frankenstein? Penny Jane? No, what is this, a Prisity?
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Do Frankenstein. Frankenstein.
Let's do Frankenstein. Yeah, yeah. Let's hear this. Everyone, you're hearing Frankenstein by Angus Maud.
Surprise, featured. Surprise. It's a cover of Monster
Mash. No, it's actually really good. Oh, Angus, your voice.
Yeah. No, that's actually us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's us.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, who has the Nyla tattoo?
That's one of our older artists.
Yeah. Are they gone?
Yeah, yeah. From
they got picked
from,
up like, by William Morris.
Yeah.
Full service agency.
They got picked up by five Irish dudes.
Oh God!
Yay.
Oh. That's a low blow.
I didn't know you had a Nyla tattoo.
I do have a Nyla tattoo. I'm triggered right now. Actually, you know what I have to say? Big props, by the way, for sending a camera person here to document all this.
Ronnie May is there.
Yeah.
Ronnie May is
Shout
there.
Out Ronnie May.
Okay.
Shout out Ronnie May.
Ronnie May. Pass the mic to Ronnie May. Let's get Ronnie May on here. Ronnie May.
Ronnie.
Woo.
Hello.
Here, talking to the mic.
What's your name, Ronnie?
Ronnie May.
Okay, what about...
Sorry,
tell me.
I can't hear him.
You
won't be able to hear him. Oh, there you go.
I see.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Put those things on.
Get in there.
Wait, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Hi.
Yeah, I just want to say Ronnie May is one of the hardest working people in this entire city, and...
Okay, you know what? I'm here, you know.
No, I said one of. I said
All
one
right.
of. All right. Right?
Okay.
Thanks,
One
Angus.
Of the hardest working people in the entire city. And she's only... 20?
Yeah.
She's here, don't worry.
I forgot. I was
here. Yeah. What else do you have to say about her?
She has a great name, Ronnie Mae Baker.
Yeah.
And she's one of the best photographers, videographers that I've ever met. And she deserves as many high fives as you got right now.
Yeah.
We love her.
Thanks, Angus.
Yeah. Anything nice you have to say about Angus? Talking to the mic there, darling. Talking to Mike, their darling. I'm immediately like a Texan. Get on over there, darling.
Angus, giddy up, Ronnie.
Angus is one of the first people that I met in the industry, and he's been really huge. And I definitely would not.
He
be
is
where
pretty
I am.
Big.
He's huge. Huge Angus.
I wouldn't be. I actually wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for him. So yeah, he's great.
That's lovely.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You wouldn't be in a radio. In a radio booth with five.
Yeah, it's really warm in here.
It is really warm. It so stinks warm. In here. It smells like HPV in here. The amount of those big old Irish dudes, it stinks of HPV.
Yeah, it was
in
coming
here.
Off of them, I swear.
Yeah. Probably coming off of me, actually. It was a weird Wednesday last week. I don't know. Got up to some shenanigans.
I'm gonna give the mic back.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Thank you. That was really lovely. That was great. She's gone now. She's gone now. It's over for her. Yeah. Look, I got to wrap it up here on the show. Thank you for having these boys here. Are you there?
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Well, who the hell else am I talking to? I'm holding this phone up to a microphone, for Christ's sake.
Come on now.
Angus, are you ever going to come on my show? I want to bring you on here.
Yeah, I think the plan is next week. It wasn't
that a...
Listen, Andrew, you're gonna talk the whole time about you want all these other people on the show. Well, you know what? What about us? You know, we're right here in front of you.
Yeah,
can you
I guess
please?
You know
hey,
what?
You haven't talked to us for like an hour.
Oh my!
I have talked to you.
This guy
about the boys. About the boys.
You all right, us the about boys. The boys.
Okay.
Let me get to brass tacks.
All the Irish points.
All right, here comes the brass
all
tacks.
Right, let's
okay.
hear it.
We released a music video a couple weeks ago. It's called Way Offline.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that.
Man, we've never been online in our whole lives. We've
notes.
Been trying to get online. This is getting close to being online. We're still quite not there yet, though. So
we're on
our
waves.
Way. Yeah. We're on radio waves. That's getting closer.
Yeah.
It's a great music video. You should watch it.
If you like wash it.
You should wash it. Clean it out.
Stream Way Offline on all platforms.
Stream it on all washing machines.
It's on Napster.
Yeah, stream...
It's on Deezer.
It's on DatPiff. Stream it on DatPiff.
We're actually trying to get on DatPiff.com.
It's harder. You know, there's a process.
It's harder to get on DatPiff than you think. And we got an album. We got an album coming out August 30th now.
Love it.
It's called Glossy Dream Boys.
Glossy Dream Boys.
Inspired by true events. We're all glossy.
Whose idea,
was
it to torture these boys and call them indie boy pop band?
You're talking to him right now.
Angus.
It might have been self-inflicted,
you know,
honestly.
I'm pretty sure that was a collaboration between Gavin and our vice president, Mashermat.
That sounds about right. We're pretty dumb, so. Yeah. Like,
all right, to be fair, we are a very cute, relatable, funny, indie pop boy band. You can find us all over the internet. You can find us all over.
You really can't.
That is true. I tried finding stuff on you. I couldn't
really
find
you
it.
You really can't.
You can find us all over SoundCloud.
You can try. Yeah. I'm good at covering up our tracks.
I think all I got to say is we're the only people called Crouchin' 40 Sippas, and that's for a reason.
That's for a reason.
Because it's a name that I think really is just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's kind of. You know what?
That's all that we stand for.
I'm going to start a girl group. It'll be like my Apollonia 5. They're going to be called the Crouchin' 2-6 Sippas.
That sounds great.
Yeah. No, we had a rival group at one point. What was it?
The standing Corona Chuggers.
Yeah, the standing Corona Chuggers. How could they? Or the two hams.
Yeah, two hams.
Two.
Get them out of here.
All right, Angus, I love you a lot. Anything you got to say to promote these boys?
Yeah, they're cute, relatable. They got a new song way offline, a new album coming out at the end of the summer, and yeah, they're awesome. Google them; they'll come up.
Did you have to meet Angus in a hotel room?
Yeah.
Like Harvey Weinstein cell to get this record deal?
Yeah. It was a motel room, actually.
Yeah. Angus?
No.
I don't know.
It's actually a dimly lit baseball diamond.
I'm tossing up. Hard no right now.
There's some new laws on SAG-AFTRA about managers and what they're allowed to
do.
Yeah,
well, we met him at a track meet, actually. He was running laps.
Yeah, I was running the baton race, and I was supposed to hand it to my partner, Angus.
Angus says you need to cover me in this tub of Gatorade after I finish this lap. Mm.
Okay, Angus, you know, it's good to see you. It's good to talk to you. I'm going to see you next week, yeah?
Yeah, that sounds great. I'll bring Sam along. You can meet Sam.
Bring these boys along, too. I wouldn't mind seeing them again.
Yeah, I'll come back.
Yeah. Apparently the Irish boys are coming back.
I sure hope so.
And tell you, I'm going to put in an extended music break for that one. Yeah, take a little washing break.
We're not coming if they're not coming.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyways. Okay, Angus, I love you a lot.
All right. Stay way offline.
I won't. I got to stay online. I am gripping onto these airwaves. I need any exposure I can get. My career is a nightmare.
Stay online.
My career is good. Okay, cool. Bye. Love you. I don't know how to turn off this Android thing. One of you boys do it.
Throw it out the window.
You know what? That's it. That's all, folks, for today's show. It was a fun show. It was very, really unexpected. A lot of wild stuff happened and went down, but I don't know.
Wild Card City.
Is this how all your shows go? Do people just come in like drunk boys?
Yeah, I invite anybody in. Drunk boys, drunk girls. I prefer the drunk boys.
I'll be here next Wednesday.
I'd be disappointed if it wasn't that way.
I'm here all night.
You know, it's a party. It really is. Look, if you want to catch more episodes, you can always do so. Go to AndyLandRadio.com. They're all there.
Andy, we love you!
And as I always say, good night, sleep tight, and don't forget to tip your drag queen.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis is broadcast and taped live from the traditional, ancestral, and ceded territory of the Musqueam people. To listen to a recording of this episode and more, visit AndyLandRadio.com. Andyland Radio is made possible by the students of the University of British Columbia and members of its Alma Mater Society. Production assistance provided in part by Madeline Taylor, Miles Black, Alec Christensen, and Dora Duber. Special thanks to the volunteers and collectives at CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine.
That's all, folks.